Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast, talking to you on, well, the 100 Word Stories Podcast. Today, it's Saturday, and on Saturday, there's no more of the single itty-bitty stupid stories that I post up every day. No, it's time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you get to come up with the stories. And instead of doing one every day, dinky, 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 guess what? You've got a whole week to do it. Well, let's see what we've got in the mailbag this week. Ooh, 10 stories. And we've got ourselves a rookie this week, so keep your ear out for that. We need to figure out who's going to go first. And that's the winner of the previous weekly challenge. And it was a three-way tie this time with Anima Zabaleta, Linda, Sister Pepper Spray, and some Planet Z. So you know it's going to be an interesting topic if everybody sent in their topics. Which, actually, they didn't. So, let's start off with Anima Zabaleta and see what she's come up with since she was the one who sent in the topic of, the one... Never mind. We'll get into that in the promo. Anima, let's hear a story from you. Come on, we know you've got one.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 172. For those of you who might need to know, A Painted Lady is a type of Victorian house, and if you are ever in Raleigh, North Carolina, the historic Oakwood District has several restored houses. Thank you, Guy David, for the intro music. This story is Oakwood. The walls shuddered at the thought of the realtor. What had that hussy said? It would be best to raise the house and start over? Damn her eyes! Certainly, it would be wonderful to be polished and primped like before. Then, she had been swathed in brilliant jewel-tone paints and sported stained glass, marble front steps, and gas lamps. She and her sisters had been the talk of the town. Now, she stood alone, windows boarded over, gingerbread broken, porches swayed back, a faded grand dame amongst a sea of prefabs and student tenements. The once proud Painted Lady wept.
Aw, it's always sad when a house is sad. But that's okay. You'll be great once again. Or a parking lot. Thank you, Anima. The next story, I'll do all the, blah, 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 blah. I'll do all that after Linda here. I just gave it away. The next story is by Linda. Yeah, I just telegraphed that one. It would be so much easier if I were just write up a script and just follow it and read it like all those other podcasters. I'm reading from a script, so I sound polished and normal. There is no normal anymore. And proof of that is in Linda's story. Hi.
Hey, everyone. It's Linda. And I, too, want to be a cat. This week's challenge was The Walls Shuddered. Everybody knows those reality shows, and every other week there's another contest, like who can decorate a cake and who can decorate a room and who can... I don't think they have face decorating yet, but that would be cool. It's like, I want a butterfly. I want to look like Spider-Man. Everybody could just be emo for a week, like, the green didn't come off my face. Oh, no. This week I focused on the plight of the walls, because nobody ever thinks of the walls. Why don't they think of the walls? Here goes. Enjoy. Only two designers remained. For weeks, every kind of degradation had been inflicted on the false walls of Studio 7. From kitschy mirrors to neon animal prints, the wooden framework and sheetrock thought they'd felt it all. When Hobo Chic was announced as the theme that would decide the champion, the vivacious male designer rushed off to collect every old newspaper in the building, while the grim art school girl merely announced she'd be creating eye-catching patterns using an assortment of urines. As newspaper was torn and squirt guns were filled under the harsh spotlights, the walls shuddered imperceptibly.
I think of the walls. I think of the bodies that are buried in the walls. And what would happen if someone were to, say, need to drill. Oh, thank you, Linda. Your empathy is just... Whoa. You got me right here. Okay, now that, you know, it's tradition, once the winners are done, I say, oh yeah, and if you want to learn more about these people, go to podcastingthatisfullofcrap.com. There's a poll there where you can vote for your favorites. Everybody's sites are linked up there if they gave me a link. If not, you know, you have to go searching in Google for them. And there are links also on the right side of all of the people that have ever sent in a story. But before you do that, and go voting and go gallivanting and park your car and fire up the Wi-Fi. No, stop. You need to listen to the rest of the stories. You really do. So, first let's get with a rookie here, Steve. Nice to see you, Steve. Although, have you been here before? I don't know. I can't remember. It's so hard. I mean, there are like thousands and thousands of stories and hundreds of people. And Tom used to do the stats and I saw him pop up on Skype earlier, so I know Tom's okay, at least I think he is, or at least the person who stole his laptop and left him in the gutter is okay. So at least that's good. Someone knows how he is. So I'm definitely not worried at all. No, not. I'm still going to light a candle every evening and say a prayer, but no, it'll just be a prayer for, like, you know, good dental health. So here's Steve's story, and of course he didn't read it, so that's where the midget comes in.
The wall shuddered as the zombies surged through the narrow channels, arms flailing against the old wooden walls as they charged mindlessly towards the bait. The survivors ran back and forth as fast as they could, hauling the contraption's heavy ropes back and forth to keep it moving. Just when it seemed all hope was lost, the blue team managed to synchronize their efforts, leading their zombies into position to deflect a shot and block the medicine ball into the opposing goal. It had taken quite a lot of resources to organize zombie foosball, but it was totally worth it.
It's good to see you, buddy. How you been? Oh, sorry. I went on a Joko buying Splurge. And no, I did not steal the songs off of the 61. I didn't rip them and say, hey, can you BitTorrent those over to me? I bought them. Call me a sucker if you will. I'm an honest guy. If you've ever stolen music out there, you're not. In fact, why don't you go to the musician's house and just steal from them? Break into their home and take some plates out of their kitchen. Or you know, grab their cat. You don't do that, do you? It's not right. Why? Because that's stealing. Steve wouldn't steal. He would never steal. He invented zombie foosball. Would the inventor of zombie foosball steal? Never. Steve, you're a stand-up guy. My thumbs are up to you. Up for you. Up to you. What's thumbs are up to you? Damn. That's kind of kinky. Okay, so we've introduced Steve to the crowd. Let's go back to the veterans. The veterans are people that keep coming back here time and time again. I don't know why. Here's Justin, the space turtle. And he's been doing his readings. He's hopping around the calendar there. Thursday evening, had a few people there, smattering. Quite literally, I've given up on the nut in the tree because, like, I'm throwing my massive crowdsourcing social media network. Okay, so there were less people there than usual because of me. I admit it. I drove people away. What do I have to do? Really? Oh, yeah, Justin, Space Turtle, his story.
Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with my 100-word story. Had another reading in Second Life. Had 7 people show up. Not all at the same time, but they came. Heard some of my stories and left because they were that bad. No, not really. But yeah, it was good. So I'm thinking maybe every other Thursday or something like that. My wife's trying to show me something. What?
I have right
now
you can click the opening tab.
Oh, that's amazing. I just double click. Apparently Firefox now has a open new tab button instead of only Control-T or double-clicking an empty space on the bar. And Melody's taking the cover off my subwoofer. I already let you play with my cell phone manual, which you don't need. Yeah, so since I have no idea what I'm talking about, I am going to read my story. I sat down on a bar stool in the greasy spoon. You can probably already tell where this is going. I sat down on a bar stool and a greasy spoon. I looked at the chalked menu board and decided on the Frankenstein burger. Half-pound burger with a slab of ham and slathered in avocado, lettuce, and pickles. Monster cheese melted down all over it. Heaped beside it were steak fries, which had drowned in ketchup. I ate it a tasty bite at a time, savoring the flavor. I downed it all with root beer. I was back on the road with the radio tuned to Rascal Splats when the walls of my bowels began to quiver. What's that? Well, that wasn't supposed to break off.
What's that?
It's just from the subwoofer cover. Oh, it's fine if it's from my computer. But not yours? Okay, well,
You said it better not be the microphone.
Oh, better, yes, it's not the microphone. Into it instead of just smacking your face into it. Pushing the red light in my microphone. Why am I You need to make 100 goo stories. There's dolphins.
Day in the Life of the Lowmasters, here at 100 Word Stories. Thank you, Justin. And I just want to say, I did not know about the double click on the empty space on the links bar to create a new tab. I had known about it, then I forgot about it, then I knew about it, then I forgot about it. Thank you for reminding me about it. We have so much knowledge in this 100 Word Stories podcast, and it's so hard to curate it and post it up in ways that we can share. Maybe I need a forums, or better yet, we'll just take over the Drabblecast forums, you know, hide over there. You know,
hey, we're the 100 Word Stories group. We're just going to hide over here, and we'll have all the cookies.
Because it's a pain in the butt to maintain your own stuff. So just take over somebody else's. That's my attitude. Next up is Jeff. Yes, that's right. I'm calling him Jeff, but you know him as Jeffrey Height. Over at Great Heights, the height of podcast fiction. I've got his stuff loaded up in the iPod, and when I go grocery shopping, which means, yeah, I'm going to get Jack Daniels. I was going to do it last night on the way home, but I didn't feel like it. And then this morning, you know, my wife went out of town for some sort of birthday thing, blah, blah, blah. Somebody's got to watch the cats. That's me. I don't mind. I like the cats. I like the kitty cats. Naruto is right here. He's sleeping. Hold on. Yeah, he's sleeping. He's not dead. And I don't have a car, and I didn't bother getting the bike back after winter. So, either I'm walking, or I'm going to hop on the bus that only runs once every 5 hours and get over to Kroger. Well, okay, I'll go past Kroger to Copperfield Liquor and get that Jack Daniels. Well, and there's a convenience store, too, so I can pay $5 for a can of Coke. All right. Here's Jeff and his story, and be sure to go over to Great Heights. Yeah, I know I'm plugging his podcast. I'm not plugging yours. I suck. But, hey, the links are up in the polls. You know, everybody the name, you know, hey, this person's over at this podcast. You know, as if people haven't clicked there before. They should be in their readers by now, so you can get to them easily. Uh-huh. Google Reader? Good stuff. You got something better than Google Reader? Tell me about it. I'll give it a try. Hey, don't ever get beholden to a tool, all right? You got a buggy whip, and, you know, this is a great buggy whip, and you own a car? It's time to consider a tool that matches your need, which is why I've been using Audacity now for over 4 years. Haven't changed. I could use PodPress or any of that stuff. I know. I guess I'm just lazy.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 172 with the prompt of The Wall Shuddered. My story is called The Walls, They Did Shake. It's not every day you got to see something like this. So Jack stood, feet rooted to the ground, staring. Despite the obvious danger to life and limb, he'd never seen anything like it. And if he thought about it, he'd probably never see anything like it again. The walls were bleeding at the 53rd precinct, and he had no explanation. He thought he'd seen every form of combustion known to man. This was something new. Then the roof exploded, and out shot, but what was it? It was time to call someone. This has been The Walls They Did Shake by Jeffrey Height. If you enjoyed this story, you might enjoy other ones like it. Go over to greatheights.blogspot.com and check it out. This week's prompt is wearing sunglasses in the early morning. It is the height of podcast fiction.
I've got to buy sunglasses, too. Yeah, I broke a really nice pair of, well, they were like $150. And I know the rule. The more you spend on sunglasses, the shorter they survive. And sure enough, crunch. And then I had another pair. They were like $10. Crunch. Okay, I just crunch sunglasses. I suck. I really do. It's just, you know, sunglasses don't last with it. If they're expensive, if they're cheap, I should just go out at night. Oh, thank you, Jeffrey. Lovely story. And everyone always plays that stupid Ghostbusters song. you know, Ray Parker Jr., no one ever does Saving the Day. Nice touch. All right. Next up is, whoa, hold on. All of my rending of garments and tearing out of my hair has worked. I've shamed Rocky into writing a story. After 15 years off, he's finally written a story again. I can't believe this. Wow. I'm touched. I'm truly touched. And not in a, oh my God, Uncle Rocky, what are you doing kind of way. No, this is, wow, this is the week of joyousness. Really, it is. Pure joyous joy. Whatever that. Here's Rocky and his story.
Hi, this is Ted. I've been MIA for a while, but I figured it's time to get back in the saddle here. So this is my submission for the weekly challenge number 173. The Wall Shuttered. I was told there'd be days like this. My mother was right. It started 3 days ago. Don't know where it came from, but one day in the meeting room at work, the walls shuddered. It actually happened twice, but the first time, nobody seemed to notice. And then again last night, standing in the frozen food aisle, standing amid some senior citizens, the walls shuddered. You wouldn't believe the panic and chaos that exploded after that. I believe it's over now. There was one more shudder a few minutes ago, but I think I'm safe now. My job is done here.
Speaking of which, hold on. I'll be back. All right. Thank you, Rocky. Lovely story. We've missed you, and hopefully it won't be another 15 years before we hear from you again. Although, if it was the result of being taken hostage by Tom, the other Tom, not the Tom with the four, silent four in his name, you don't think I remember, do you? I remember you all, and I miss you keenly, but I understand that you have lives where I don't. Next up is Guy David. He does the music for the beginning of the podcast, the ending of the podcast, other people's stories. His music is available out there for doing it, and I know I keep saying that I'm going to do something, and I sleep. God, this week has been, I don't know, maybe somebody switched my medicine for poison, because I've been thud. Yesterday I came home, slept for 4 hours. And I wish I had my camera with, too, because Bruin and Nardo was so cute, snuggled against each other. And I ran to the other room to get the camera. And you don't run when you have a kitten. Because you run, and the kitten thinks, I'm going to run after you. Dumb. So here's Guy David and his story for you this week.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 172. I'm Guy, and Lawrence. Really? I never said anyone was going to be shocked by my little story last week. Your audience is already shockproof after years of loyal listening. Anyway, the topic for this week's challenge is The Walls Shuddered. Enjoy! The saying used to go, on the internet nobody knows you're a dog. This is not the case anymore, which is why I wasn't surprised when the walls shuddered and the secret police stepped in. It was a risk any hacker of my caliber is always prepared for. I quickly took out the can and sprayed them with my special virus. They froze in place like so many statues. My government's decision to replace all of the police force with robots was something I always approved of. I quickly packed everything and left the private room at the internet cafe.
Hey, you got any more cans of that virus spray? It's so fun to huff. It gets me high. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Give me some of that, Melissa. Oh, the I love you virus. Oh, green and purple. Okay, that's sick. Thank you, Guy David. And yes, people were shocked at the story last week. And they're going to be shocked this week, and they're just going to keep being shocked. Ah! I know I am. I'd better wrap this up quickly. Okay, let's go on to Norval Joe. He's got his harmonica warmed up and ready for you, and he's tinkering around in that Second Life thing. Although I'm sorry about the sword, I didn't. I meant to give it to you, and it just kind of, you know, it appeared, and I didn't mean to. Yes, I did. Okay. Enough of that. I need to take my pills. Norval, Joe, tell your story, please.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 172, with a prompt of The Walls Shuddered. Here's my story. Two French explorers struck out from Cape Town with a band of bushmen. The leader of the band of bushmen divided the supplies and spoke to his fellows in a language of cliques. Each of the band carried a long spear to fend against large animals. Pierre Leroux smiled at his companion Henri Duwals. There may be lions about, but it is the snakes that will kill you. One morning, Henri woke to find his companion dead, his body bloated from the poisonous bite of the Cape Cobra. Sickened by the sight, Henri Duwals shuddered. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Aw, that nice explorer man. Dead. I love it when characters in stories die. That way you can kill more. It's like a serial killer. That's what an author is.
Kill. Kill this one. Kill that one. Kill that one. Oh, you get to live. No, you don't. You die.
But you have to kill them quickly. You can't really empathize with a character too well in 100 words. Maybe Great Heights, they could do a Killapalooza. Yeah, the challenge would be you have to make the person empathize with the character, and then you kill him slowly. Okay, that's sick. Thank you, Norval Joe. Next up is TJ, because television is the new reading. And what's the new television? Why, it's Hulu, and it's YouTube, and it's where we get to tell programming directors of stations and networks to go fuck themselves. All right, TJ, what have you got lined up for us this week? Where are we going to be thrilled?
Hi, this is TJ. I am a North Dakotan, and this is Pietro. Pietro countered the less is more estate with ornamentation reminiscent of Versailles, challenged the expectations of the connoisseur, and in defiance of everything appropriate, crammed his palate with influences ranging from 50s kitsch, plastic lawn flamingos, velvet Elvises, dogs playing poker, a celebration of chintz, like nothing so much as a rummage sale in a John Waters film. So why did they call him in to redecorate their daughter's room while she was visiting Mexico? Who knows? All anyone knew for sure was that Pietro approached with armloads of fuchsia piñatas and gaily colored sombreri. Indeed, the very walls shuddered.
Hello.
That's TJ, and he's a North Dakotan, and they have television up there. Cool. Pietro, you are just wild. Can we get Pietro on here, too? That would be cool. Finally, a little something disgusting from the far, far, far distant part of the galaxy, where Planet Z reigns less than supreme. Here's his story.
He's 400 pounds. She's even bigger. They live upstairs. Every night, half a ton of sweaty, sloppy sex rocks their bed and hammers the floor like an angry army of screaming Vikings. The plaster falls. The walls shudder. They only stop when the pizza guy arrives. Two large pizzas apiece and a six-pack of Diet Coke. 5 minutes later, when they're done with dinner, they're back at it. For a while, I'd practice the tuba while they did it. Baby elephant walk. The phone rang. They had called to invite me upstairs to play for them while they... Ew.
Well, that's it for today's weekly challenge, number 172, The Walls Shuttered. 10 stories there for your enjoyment, many of them by people just like you. In fact, exactly like you, because they are you. You're the ones who make the weekly challenge possible. If it were me, if I were to roll up my sleeves and write a story, it would just be me. And there's nothing special about that. This, instead, brings camaraderie, a little competition, a little cooperation, and a lot of craziness. You can find the archive of all the past weekly challenges. Okay, that's not right. I don't have them all up anymore. I just keep the previous few weeks, and then, you know, all the my stories, because, you know, it's me. So I'm really selfish that way. But this week's is up, and the poll is up, where you can choose your favorites out of a list. It's checkboxes, so you can say, oh, I like this one and that one and that one, or if you don't like any of them, but you've listened, please go to the show notes, go to the poll, and select them all, and let everyone know that you're all equally bad. Okay, that's mean, because we're not all equally bad, so you have to choose something, right? Don't just listen and just let it sit. I know there were 8 votes for the winner last week, so it means like 10, 12, 13 people voted. And I know how many people listen. It's a small, small, tiny sliver of a fraction of people that actually bother to vote. This is more pathetic than the presidential elections in the U.S. I know there was a big landslide by somebody promising lots of health care. Yeah, Yeah, and let's go ahead and trade in one guzzler for another. Way to go, dude! All right. And by the way, the minimum standard on that, you know, cash for clunkers is like 4 miles per gallon less than what we're asking Detroit to make their fleets average in the reform in 2 years. Yeah, that's preparing for the future. That's setting the bar low. Way to go, guys. So as we eventually break away and become the Republic of Texas, its own nation, and this will be the premier podcast of that nation, I'm telling you. You folks, really, thank you. Thank you for being a part of it. Thank you to Guy David for the music. Thank you to everyone who sent in their stories, and especially those who recorded them. And the topic for next week is up. So let's have some fun, and I'll see you next week. I'm going to be in San Francisco, but I'm going to have the laptop with me. So I'll be able to do some recording and all that. I'll have a microphone with me. And it's not like this takes too much effort. It's just, you know, slapping shit together and listening to the stories and, oh, joy, done! And it'll probably cost $1,000 for internet access, because that's how hotels fuck you.
And life goes on. You know, it's like, oh, there's going to be internet access at the hotel. You know, the organizers always say. And sure enough, they always split the lobby from the main room, your room. You know, it's free in the room. No, it's not. It's really charged. But it's freely available. And I'm backpedaling. I'm backpedaling a lot. Yeah, whatever, Leo. Fuck you. So let's find out how they screw us. I'll let you know. It's inevitable. And you just come to accept it. You just, you know, take it up the ass. And then you say, well, next year I'm not going to put up with this. And sure enough, the next year, I'm there like a total panting lapdog. I hate myself. Tomorrow there will be another story, but until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.